Hello and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good and He gives us a new day. New day to praise the Lord. Well, my Facebook didn't start, but glory to God. It's a new day. New day. Welcome, everyone. Hello, welcome, Alex. You know, God is good, and He loves you, cares for you, and wants to give you a life that is a life of abundance, full of joy and peace. So, welcome as you come in. Cruz, Care, Crystal, Richmond, we're going to have a great session, because the Word of God is alive and powerful. The Word of God builds you up and leads you towards a stronger relationship with the Heavenly Father. The Word of God is for you and for you to grow. And the Word of God is powerful and alive. It's a tool for you. And that's why it's so important to read the Word of God each and every day. Because God's Word will help you grow in ways that you cannot imagine. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. So, glory to God. And today we're actually touching on a topic called faith and prayer. Faith and prayer is absolutely crucial in our life. Faith is the believing in the things that are unseen. So that's like faith in the future. Faith in God's control. Faith in God's love. Well, I'm going to cover you with a blanket. Might be a little chilly. Hello, hello. Normally I have a different blanket, but we'll cover him with this one. So you're warm enough. There you go. Nice and cozy. Nice and cozy. You good? Alright. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Good. So, we're picking off in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18 to 37. And last time, yesterday, we went through this passage, the previous passage, and it talked about Elisha. Elisha, who was a man of God, who loved the Lord, was a prophet of the Israelites during that time, and he came after Elijah. And so what he did was he traveled around. He had no place to stay, and there's this one woman who opened her house up for hospitality for Elisha. And then with that, he was able to enjoy her hospitality, enjoy the things that God has given and God has provided through another individual who provided hospitality. And because of that hospitality, what he did was he wanted to bless the woman. And the woman said, no, I got everything I need. I'm good. But he says, and he inquired, oh, she's childless. So she called her to him and said, you know, next year, this time, you will have a baby. You will have a newborn baby boy in your arms. And she was at an age where her husband was old, and having a child was just out of the picture in her mind. But it shows that how God can do exceedingly abundantly beyond what you can imagine or ask for. God can do that. What you can ask for, what you can think of, what you can imagine. God is that kind of God. He's a God who can surprise you and give you way more than you can ever ask for. Amen. And so, this baby boy, way more than I can ever ask for. I didn't ask for a baby boy. Well, I did not, but maybe I did. I was praying, let this be the one. Get my wife pregnant. But yeah. But he gave me more than I need. More than enough. He's the provider. He provides all of my needs. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He's El Shaddai, God who meets all my needs, God who supplies all my needs. Amen. So we're picking up the next passage in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18. And it's going to be a longer verse, passage. But listen carefully, because I know the word of God is alive, powerful, it's well, and it's for us to grow in Him. It's for us to be equipped, and I know that you will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let me give you some pillow. There we go. Get some comfortable. Get tidied up. Amen. With God, anything is possible. Let's go. And the child grew, and one day he went out to his father, who was with the reapers. And he said to his father, "My head, my head." And the father told the servant, "Carry him to his mother." And after the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat up on her lap until noon, and then he died. And she went up, laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and went out. And she called her husband, "Please send me one of the servants and a donkey so I can go to the man of God quickly and return." "Why go to him today?" he asked. "It's not the new moon or the Sabbath." "It's all right," she said. And she saddled the donkey and said to the servant, "Lead on. Do not slow me for me unless I tell you." So she set out and came to the man of God, who is Elisha, at Mount Carmel. And when he saw her in the distance, the man of God said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, there's the Shunammite. And run to meet her and ask her, 'Are you all right? Is your husband all right? Is your child all right?'" "Everything is all right," she said. And when she reached the man of God at the mountain, she took hold of his feet, and Gehazi came over to push her away. But the man of God said, "Leave her alone. She is in bitter distress. But the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why. Did I ask you for a son, my Lord? Didn't I tell you, 'Don't raise my hopes'?" And Elisha said to Gehazi, "Tuck your cloak into your belt. Take my staff in your hand and run. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. If anyone greets you, do not answer. Lay my staff on the boy's face. But the child's mother said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So he got up and followed her. And Gehazi went on ahead and laid the staff on the boy's face. But there was no sound, no response. So Gehazi went back to meet Elisha and told him, "The boy has not awakened." When Elisha reached the house, there was the boy lying dead on his couch. And he went in, shut the door and on two of them, and prayed to the Lord. And he got on the boy on the bed and laid upon the boy, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, hands to hands, as he stretched himself out upon him. The boy's body grew warm. Wow, this is a miracle. And Elisha turned away and walked back and forth in the room, then got on the bed and stretched out upon him once more. And the boy sneezed seven times and opened his eyes. And Elisha summoned Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite." And he did. And when he came, he said, "Take your son." She came in, fell at his feet, bowed to the ground, and then she took her son and went out. Wow, amazing, amazing passage, word of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for never letting us down. And thank you for allowing us to walk in faith, to walk in prayer, to walk in your will, in your plans. For your plans, your wills are the best. So Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit come upon everyone here. Let them hear the word of God. Let them be equipped with your sound teaching. Be prepared for each new day. Lord God, I love you because you loved us first and you never let us down. So let this word be a time when people hear your word and be equipped with what you want them to hear. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow, this is a miraculous sign and wonder here. And Elisha, he was just going about his own day. But then it starts out with a child. The child in which Elisha has said was going to be a boy that she was going to have, the woman would have. The boy that she did not ask for. But God said, you're going to have a boy. And lo and behold, she had a boy. 1 year later, after Elisha predicted it. But then this boy grew up. And then the boy had what? Something go wrong with his head. And then he died in his mother's arms. And the mother was saddened, was heartbroken because the child died. And then she put this boy behind closed doors and then went to find the prophet Elisha and recognized that she did not give up, that she did not stop where she was at. But instead, she sought the Lord first, the prophet of God first. She sought God's guidance about this situation. And this situation was inevitable. This situation was out of her hands. She could not control it, her son dying. She could not control it. But what she can control is her reaction to the situation. And what she did was that she went to this man of God, to Elisha, and she bowed down to him, and she went to God first. And likewise, in our own life, we too cannot control the situation, but we can control how we react to the situation. Praise the Lord that we're not robots. Praise the Lord that He's given us this wisdom. He says, you have the chance to respond in the situation by seeking God first. And this is exactly what she did. The previous passage and this passage, she sought God first. And so, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then you will experience this radical transformation in your life. He said, I will add all things unto you. All things. Amen. And so she went and she found the man of God, Elisha. And she told the servant, everything's all right. Because the servant is like a gatekeeper. The servant is like someone who is like a receptionist who takes the phone calls so that the boss does not have to take the phone calls and who turns people away. And so the servant asked, are you all right? Your husband, your child, are they all right? And she told the servant, everything's all right. And then she continued traveling to the source, to the man of God, to God himself. And when she reached Elisha, she bowed down at his feet and took hold of his feet, Elisha's feet. And Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, tried to push her away. But Elisha said, leave her alone. She is in bitter distress. She is going through difficulties. Leave her alone. But the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me why yet. And then she replied, Did I even ask for a son? Did I tell you, don't raise my hopes of having a son? And Elisha said, Gehazi. Elisha knew immediately that there was something wrong with the baby boy that he blessed her with by speaking, you will have a son this time next year. And so he told his servant, go on my behalf. Take my staff. And run. Don't just walk. Don't just jog. But run. And if you meet anyone, don't greet them. Don't let any distractions hold you back from this mission. If anyone greets you, do not answer them. Go straight towards the boy. and lay the staff upon him. Lay the staff on him. He didn't say, oh, he's dead. He didn't say he's sick, but he knew that something was wrong. And so he instructed his servant, his messenger, to go and take the staff to lay it on his boy's face. But the child's mother said, surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. And so she was saying, you know, even if the boy, I mean, clearly the boy was dead already. And when what is dead stays dead. But what is dead in God's hand comes to life. So if you die here on earth and you're in God's hand, then surely you will come to life. Isn't that amazing? That you do not stay dead. You do not stay down, but you are come to life. You come to life. Wow, that is something to take in. What stays dead? Like a famous scientist. All scientists, everyone knows what dies stays dead. But what is dead in God's hand comes to life. Wow, Gayla, Jeannie, amen. And so, we always have to submit to God's hand everything that we have, whether it's alive or dead. All our materials, all of our time, treasures, and talent, we submit it to God, and He will make it to life. If you're feeling like you're stuck in depression, stuck in a place you don't want to be, well, you don't have to stay down, because God can make you alive and bring you to life. He can bring you out of darkness into His glorious light. He can bring you out of blindness into being able to see and have a direction in your life. He can bring you out of just the slumps and add to you. Amen. Gayla said, I died from surgery and came back. Glory to God. You are in God's hand, and you give all glory to God. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And that's why it's so important to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know who He is. And that means to be patient. And I received from the word of God, from God before, to be still and know that He's God. To stay put, to study, to prepare for when the opportunity comes. Then He will make it happen. So, I was patient. I waited on the Lord. And I let God do what He wanted to do by building me up during those slow moments, being patient. Amen and amen. Glory to God. And I'm so glad that you guys are moving forward with hope and faith and love in Christ. I'm so glad that you guys are not alone. I'm so glad to be able to speak God's word to you and be a light for you. God's light. Because this is not my own word, but God's word. I'm reading His word so that you and I can grow in Him and can live a life of abundance, a life of meaning, a purpose, of joy. Glory to God. So God saved you from being dead. You see, it was like nothing in this world. The world cannot save you. Now, about being dead, we were all dead. We were all dead to sin. And that death is not just a physical death, but that death is a spiritual death, which means we're separated from God and separated for eternity. And that death means there's not going to be any love. That means it's towards eternal ruin, eternal destruction. And that death is where the whole world is headed. But God so loved the world that He sent His one and only begotten Son, Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So you shall not stay dead, but you shall have everlasting, eternal life in Christ, in his presence, in his love. For he is your creator, your God. He is the one who loves you so much that he died on the cross to pay for your sin. But he did not stay dead. He rose from the dead 3 days later, defeating sin and death, defeating that on the cross, raising in victory, raising in his power. This is our God, our Lord, our Savior. He gave us so much more. And that's why we can praise God Almighty, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, who never lets us down. And we praise him all the days of our life. Amen. So, as this child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives, and the Lord always lives forever, he's not time sensitive. He is timeless. He's not boxed into time, matter, and space. Because he created time, matter, and space. He created the heavens and the earth. He owns all things. And he's not limited to it. And so surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will not stop serving you and being hospitable to you. If the child dies, I will still serve you. So he got up and followed her. And so when Gehazi went and laid the staff on the boy's face, there was no sound, no response. And so the servant saw, wow, he was dead. And so Gehazi went back to meet Elisha and told him, the boy has not awakened. He's dead. He's dead. It takes faith to go. And Elisha, he went and reached the house. And there was the boy lying dead on the couch. And he went in and shut the door on the two of them. And he prayed to the Lord. See, he did this in private. He did not do this in public. He did this to intercede for the boy and to go to God, the source for life. And he prayed to the Lord because the Lord is the giver of life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So he laid on the boy. And then Elijah also did so too. Elijah actually was able to resurrect another boy. I remember in 1 Kings. So he did this twice. First, the boy's body grew warm. And then he did this again. And then the boy sneezed 7 times and then opened his eyes. 7 times. And 7 is actually a perfect number there. Achoo! 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 And he came back to life. Wow. It's amazing. I'm so glad you're here. A double amputee who put all your trust in the Almighty God. One day, in heaven, there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness, no more disease. You will have a new body, a glorious body in heaven. And so that new life is what we should look forward to. That new life is the life that is so good. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's so good. You can love Jesus. Amen. And so Elisha, after this boy came to life, he summoned Gehazi and called the Shunammite. And he did. And when she came, he said, take your son. Here, have your son. So when this woman gave what was dead, the son was dead, into the man of God's hand, into God's hand. Then he returned the boy being alive. You see, God takes what is dead and turns it to life. God takes what is limited and multiplies it, just like the disciples were able to retrieve 5 loaves, 2 fish from a little boy and give it into the hands of Jesus. And Jesus prayed for the food and then gave it back to the disciples. And it multiplied to feed 5,000 people, men. And then that didn't include children and women, 5,000 men. And so he fed the multitude. Just like that, when you pray, your situation that seems so dead, seems so isolated, seems so dead end, seems so rock bottom, it doesn't have to be the end. It doesn't have to be the end all be all. Because when you pray and trust that God can bring that situation and turn it for His good, turn it for His glory to shine, for His power to work within you, for His transformation to happen within your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And so she came in, fell at His feet, bowed to the ground, and she took her son and went out. And falling at His feet, she was miserable when her son died. But she honored this man of God by bowing down, by recognizing that God is in control, recognizing that God has bigger plans and that God can do the impossible. And let's look at the reflection. There's going to be 2 reflections. The first reflection is actions of faith, and the second reflection is persistent prayer. And both of these are so, so absolutely crucial in your life and my life. And so we must read the Word of God and listen carefully to what He's going to say. Amen. So listen carefully. The actions of faith. Tragically, the son of the Shunammite woman dies. But instead of despairing in her grief, which would have been understandable, she decides... She made a choice to immediately seek out Elisha. And her husband's reaction demonstrates that he does not understand why she is so determined to meet the prophet so soon instead of waiting for the usual appointed days. And having managed her disappointment of being childless in the past, and having experienced the miracle of her son's birth, the woman now has hope and faith that God can resurrect her son. And when she finally meets Elisha, she takes hold of his feet and clings onto him. And likewise, you should take hold, take fast to the Lord, placing all of your hopes, all of your faith in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. There's actions of faith that we should take hold of Jesus. Let Jesus be the way, the truth, the life in your life, so that you can go to heaven, so that you can have a eternal presence of God in you. And it's okay to cry. I'm touched as well. These days, having a newborn baby is a lot of work and a lot of prayers that other pastors, a lot of words that other people who love on us, really touches me and my wife, that we cry. And we're just so thankful for this experience. It's only by God's grace that we can have this baby boy. By God's grace that we can be together strong. And so our hope is not in the world. The world cannot offer anything. It cannot offer that eternal joy, eternal love, eternal peace within our hearts. Only God can. And so, where is the first place you go to when you are going through difficult times? Do you start just putting on your headphone and listening to some rap music? Do you go and just binge watch a show? Do you go and just play and game your life away? Where do you turn to? Do you go to some drinking your life away or some substance that enhances your chemicals? Where do you turn to? Or do you turn to Jesus? Jesus, who can set you free. Jesus, who can help you, bring you out of this dark despair and grief. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. Amen. So take actions of faith. Actions of faith by following Him, by having a relationship with the Heavenly Father, relationship with Jesus. Get to know who He is through the Bible, the Word of God, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. All of these books are books of Jesus, what He says, what He does, how He operates. Know Jesus. Let Him be your Lord. Let Him be your Savior. Let Him be your resting place. Let Him be the one you run to when things are tough. Let Him be the one. Amen. Amen. So where do you turn to, guys? Turn to Jesus. Say, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but I want Jesus. I don't want anything else. I don't need anything else. I only need Jesus. And this is what the woman did. She ran to God, the prophet of God. And she did not turn to anything else. Amen. So take action, guys. And number two, persistent prayer. After his staff does not work in resurrecting the woman's son, Elisha stretches out on the body, imparting life to the boy. And he repeats the process until the child is fully resurrected. And Elisha does not give up at any point. Even after the staff does not work, he persists until the boy comes back to life. And in our prayers, we sometimes give up too easily instead of persisting in intercession on behalf of others and believing that our Lord, our God, will hear and respond. We may not always get the results that we want or expect, but through persistent, consistent, dedicated prayer, you can participate in accomplishing God's work. And you can also respond like the woman and offer reverent worship in awe of what the Lord has done. Hello, Joseph. Good to see you. Bro, yes, we have a new baby boy. And his name is Noah. And Joseph, we miss you in youth group, so do come by. And you can show your mom. We have a boy. Here, I'll show you. I'll show you right there. You want to show your mom? Your brother. Show Ethan. There's baby Noah. And this is all a blessing from God. We give God all praise. And we dedicate our baby boy to God. And whenever I preach, this baby boy, he's listening or he's receiving. He's receiving the word of God, being impartation. The impartation of the Spirit of God is coming upon him. And then he becomes so calm, so good. Because he was crying nonstop. Because he was going through dehydration, going through pain, going through just some hardships in the first 2 days. But when he listened to the word of God, man, he was just so calm. And so the word of God can bring him to life, to bring you to life. And the word of God is alive and powerful. Amen. Amen. So what can you learn from this? After seeing how God is in control, how God is at work, how when Elijah was prophesying and doing the work of God, he always seeked God first. When Elisha was doing his work, he seeked God first. And when I do my work as well, I seek God first, because it is God's will, God's plan, not my own way, not my own plans. And so we absolutely must seek God first in everything that we do. Listen. Listen, guys. We're going through 2 Kings chapter 18. Yes. To 37. So, we saw, going back into this passage, that the woman's broken heart, overwhelming sorrow, was happened. The child suffered a violent headache. One day, he was with his father in the fields, and he was sent home to his mother in the arms of a servant. I'm not sure who sent that message, but... And the mother tenderly held the child on her lap until noon, and then he died. And the mother kept the child's death a secret. She didn't even tell her husband, and she laid him on Elisha's bed. And she asked her husband for a servant, a donkey, so she could make a quick visit to Elisha. And she was questioned why, since it was not the religious holiday. And she assured her husband, "It's all right. It's going to be all right." And then mother rushed to Elisha. And the woman of faith in God, in his prophet Elisha, her faith was in God and in the prophet Elisha. "Is this my son?" "Yes, it is." "Amen." "Born June 22nd, 5 days old." "Yeah." And the mother rushed to Mount Carmel, where Elisha lived. Elisha saw her coming in the distance, so he sent his servant to meet and greet her. She refused to be delayed by conversation with the servant. And the mother rushed to Elisha, knelt to the ground, and grabbing his feet, Gehazi went away to push her away. But Elisha stopped him, sensing the mother's bitter grief and sorrow. And the mother poured out her soul to Elisha. Her pain was worse than having no child at all. And Elisha instructed his servant, Gehazi, to rush over to the boy, to lay Elisha's staff on the dead child's face. A symbol of God's power. The mother refused to leave unless Elisha went back with her, a picture of persistent faith in God. Persistent faith in God. And Elisha returned with her. Gehazi rushed on ahead, laid the staff on the boy's face, but there was no response. And Gehazi went back to meet Elisha to report what happened. And then the woman's persistent faith rewarded. Elisha found the boy laying dead on the bed. He shut the door, prayed to the Lord, and he stretched his body over the boy, face to face, and the dead body began to grow warm. Elisha got up and paced the floor, continuing to pray and pray and pray continually. And Elisha again stretched his body over the boy, and the boy sneezed 7 times, and God revived the dead child. Elisha sent his servant to summon the woman, and he instructed her to take her son. And she fell at his feet in gratitude and bowed in worship before the Lord. Lily said, "How old is your son?" "My son is 5 days old." 5 days old. So enjoy newborns. Newborns. It's a perfect picture here. If anyone wants to take a picture. But we got a picture here as well. You guys get to see this baby boy grow up as well. Glory to God. But yeah. God is good. He's so good. So, we can see that over the years, the woman's heart was to be broken with an overwhelming sorrow. Because the child suffered this heartache or headache that sent him to sudden sickness that they could not help him. They were all like hopeless, and eventually she died. But she did not tell everyone. She kept it a secret, and she went first to Elisha. The father was like, "Why are you going? It's not time yet." But she did not let the father distract her. Distract her, stop her from going to God, from going to the prophet, You see, back then, the only way to get to God would be through the prophets in the Old Testament. But now, because of what Jesus done on the cross, he gave you direct access to God. You don't have to go looking for a prophet. You don't have to go looking for a priest. You can go directly to God and let God answer your prayers. And you go to him persistently. You go to him constantly. Even when your prayers are not answered, you still pray and pray and pray continually. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ." Amen. So we can see a persistent faith, a persistent prayer in the life of this woman, in the life of Elisha, how they did not give up, but they carried through to the very end until God answered, and God answered their prayers. Amen. And so, the woman's faith in God and in his prophet Elisha was apparently unlimited. The mother rushed to Mount Carmel, where Elisha lived, and spotting her off in the distance, rushing towards him. You see, the woman was not walking, was not trudging towards him, was not just... She was rushing, going as fast as she could. That means there was a sense of urgency. Urgency to reach God first. And you should also have this sense of urgency in your life, to seek God in your life, to let God be your first, your urgency to talk to him each and every day. You see, I have a sense of urgency to create videos that point people to God each and every day. Sense of urgency to go live stream every day, because I know there are souls to be won. There are people longing to hear the word of God, to be equipped with the word of God, to be able to be encouraged and to be empowered by God. And so I'm just a servant and saying you have same access to God through the Bible. Every day we seek him every day, and I think the best way to help other people grow is by modeling it, walking the walk, talking the talk, doing it. And so as I go into the Word of God every day, I want to model it to you guys as well, so that you can be encouraged. And you can be like, if he can do it, then I can do it too. If he can do it, I can see him doing it, so I can do it for myself. You see, Jesus, every morning, he would go to the Heavenly Father in prayer, up to the mountain in seclusion, in somewhere private, and go to the Lord, Heavenly Father, and to seek what the Father's will was for him, to seek his mission. So, without even taking time to respond to his dear friend, Elisha turned to his servant and instructed him to rush to the boy, reaching the boy as soon as possible. The servant was allowed to no one to interfere with his journey, not even greeting a passerby. Once reaching the boy, the servant was to lay Elisha's staff on the dead child's face. Wow. There's a sense of urgency. Sense of urgency to do God's will. Sense of urgency. So, you can see, if Elisha represented God for his people, then we can see a sense of urgency for a believer to reach God here, and a sense of urgency for God to respond to your prayers as well. Isn't that beautiful that God does not wait? God does not delay. God's timing is perfect timing. God operates in a plan, in a ways, in a thoughts, that's way higher than our ways, plans, and thoughts. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
But the mother refused to leave Elisha himself and went back to with her. Note that this persistent faith, her faith was in the Lord, his prophet, not in the prophet's servant. And this filled with persistent faith, she was swearing, taking an oath before the Lord that she would not leave Elisha unless he went back with her. So, I guess the servant is like the angels. The angels of the Lord, the messengers of the Lord. And it was not enough. Her faith was not in the angels. Her faith was not in the provisions, the gifts that God has given us, in the wealth that God gave her, in the community that God gave her. No, her faith was in the one true God, in his prophet, in God himself. And she will not leave the prophet himself unless he went down to her house, to her dead son, with her. So rushing on ahead, the servant Gehazi reached the dead child, which she didn't tell them that the child was dead. And he laid the staff on the boy's face, which was supposed to heal him, was supposed to give him life, but it did not. And that staff is like the staff that Moses was holding. That staff that turned to snake, that staff that did miracles that split the Red Sea. But that staff did not have the power to heal. And so the boy was not restored to life. And so the servant, he rushed back to meet Elisha and the boy's mother to report what happened. And note the miraculous reward of the woman's persistent faith. Having finally arriving at home, Elisha, he found the boy lying on the bed in the room and had prepared for the prophet's visit. Shutting the door, the prophet began to pray to the Lord. And at some point, he stretched his face, his body upon the boy, face to face. And the dead child's body began to grow warm. And getting up off the child, Elisha began pacing the floor, continuing to pray. And once again, he stretched out his body upon the boy. Immediately, the boy sneezed 7 times, and God revived the dead child. And at that point, Elisha instructed his servant to summon the woman. And she entered the room. Her first sight was of Elisha holding the child in her arms. And then she heard the prophet instruct her to take the child. But she did not do so. She rushed towards the prophet and her son and fell at Elisha's feet, bowing down to the ground, being humble, honoring him, showing gratitude, worship to the Lord. Before she arose and tenderly took her son into her own arms, she then went out to spend some precious moment with the son who has been raised from the dead and given life by the power of God. Amen. God is good. Baby's name is Noah.
Noah Pan.
And so, we can see how God is in control. How he takes what is dead and brings it to life. What do you feel? What is dead in your life? A lot of people feel their life is dead. A lot of people feel their life is hopeless. A lot of people feel their life is pointless. And a lot of people recognize that without God, life has no meaning. And that's why it's so important to submit your life into God's hand and trust in him that he will bring it to life, that he will give you that warmth in your life, and that you will be built up. You see, my own story, guys, I was once there, totally broken, totally lost, totally isolated, totally away from God, totally alone. But God's divine intervention came into my life and broke me free from all those things, from the darkness, from the lies of the devil, from having no direction. He broke me free from that and gave me community, gave me life, gave me direction, gave me a wonderful wife and a beautiful baby boy, gave me a job. You see, I did not have a job. I was broken. I was lost. Life had no meaning. But when I submitted and committed it to God, life began to have purpose and meaning. And that is to serve the Lord my God through my talents, through my time, through my treasures, to give back to Him all that I have. Amen. And so, what a hope to be raised from the dead. This is a wonderful lesson for you in this passage, that God is going to raise the dead. You see, Jesus raised from the dead in victory. Sin has no hold on Jesus. Death has no hold on Jesus. Death, where is your sting? No, we do not die. Death is the beginning of eternal life. Death is the beginning of eternal presence of God in our life. The glorious goodness of God. Heaven, where there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more depression, or no more anxiety, no more sickness, no more betrayal, hatred. Death is the beginning. This is not saying just die. You must live for Christ. Live for Him. Just like Paul said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. And so live for Christ in all that you do, in all of your ways. And do not live for yourself, but live for God. In Jesus' name, amen. And so all believers who live with Him eternally, or will live with Him eternally, all unbelievers are to be separated from Him eternally, to have everlasting destruction and ruin if you do not say yes to Jesus, if you do not follow Him, if you do not have a relationship with Him. And that is exactly why I'm showing up every day, to plant the seeds of the gospel, to save more souls so that more people can say yes to Jesus forever. What a wonderful hope that we as believers have in the glorious resurrection when Jesus returns to earth one day. When we are raised from the dead, we will receive our permanent, glorious new bodies that are perfected, that are glorious, free from disease and aging and pain and suffering and deformity and defect. Just as a small child was raised from the dead, returned to the Shunammite mother, you too will be raised from the dead. Listen to what God has to say, guys. It says, John chapter 5, verse 22-29. It says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in Him who sent me, in Jesus, in the Heavenly Father, has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. And truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who will hear will live. Those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in Himself, even so He gave to the Son also have life in Himself. So Jesus, He gives life. He gives life to us. You gotta move this closer. Closer. Yeah. I knew it was gonna fall. But hey. Glory to God. Whoa, we have 30 people on TikTok. That's amazing. There, closer. And he gave him, Jesus, authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming, in which who are in the tomb will hear his voice, and will come forth, and those who did good deeds to a resurrection of life, and those who committed evil deeds to resurrection of judgment. Judgment day is coming, guys. John chapter 11, verse 25, verse 26. It says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live. And even, yeah, the windows are open. Wide open. And that's why you turn this towards me. So it doesn't turn towards you. Anyways, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Wow. You will never die. Do you believe this? I believe this. Death has no sting. Death is not the end. Death is the beginning. I look forward to seeing you guys in heaven as well. I look forward to seeing God's glory coming down on earth. I look forward to his wonders, his goodness happening in our life. Amen. Acts chapter 24, verse 15. Have hope towards God. Have hope towards God, which these men cherish themselves, and there shall certainly be resurrection of both righteousness and the wicked. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51-54. It says, Behold, I will tell you a mystery, that we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this imperishable will be put on the imperishable, and this mortal will put on the immortality. And when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, this mortal will put on immortality. Then will come about the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. Wow. Welcome, everyone. Death is swallowed up in victory. I think that's absolutely amazing. How death has no hold on us. How death is not the end. How death has been swallowed up in victory. Jesus rose in victory. He rose in breakthrough, in glory, in life. He has overcome the grave. That's why we believe in him. If he stayed dead, then this is just a pointless thing. But no, he did not stay dead. He showed his power, said, I am the resurrection and the life. Even Jesus rose someone from the dead. He rose Lazarus from the dead. He cried out to the tomb, said, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out with his linen, with a cloth. He had to tell them to unwrap him because he was mummified. Good day to you guys. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, who presents us with you. So you see, Jesus is the one that presents us. Wow. 1 Thessalonians chapter 13-18. It says, But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, sisters, brethren, about those who are asleep, those who died, so that you will not grieve as do the rest of people who have no hope. We have hope because we know that death is not the end. They're just sleeping. My grandfather, as he was aging, he says, with a pointy finger, I will not die. I'm just sleeping. And on the tombstone, it says, I'm just that one day every life will be raised from the dead. Amen. Verse 14. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so that we shall always be with the Lord. Always be with the Lord. And therefore, comfort one another with these words. Wow, I am comforted with these words. That Jesus, one day, he will return. One day, all of us will be caught up in heaven and be united with him and walking in his ways. Amen. Psalm chapter 49, verse 15. But God will redeem, will reconcile my soul from the power of Sheol, the power of hell, the power of the devil, for he will receive me. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah.
The baby. Baby.
I love baby. This is showing the Father's love. Someone's asking, is this your baby? If this is not my baby, I would not be holding him. I would not, the mommy would not let me hold him and go live stream. So yes, it's my baby. Baby Noah. He's a, Noah means peace. It means promise. You see, when the flood happened, the promise of God happened too, that he would never flood the world again. Promise of God. So, he's peace, blessing, good news, belief, faith. Yeah. Yeah. His Chinese name is actually Xin An, which means faith or belief or news, good news. An is peace. And so, yeah. Glory to God. He is in the perfect position. I hear first 2 weeks are the best time to take photos. And afterwards, it's going to be harder to position him. Because he's able to just, just be positioned now here. So we're going to be looking into some application questions. Application questions are great for us because it gets to reflect on our own life. It gets to let me share my own story with you as we walk together. What prevents you from clinging to God? What prevents you from clinging to God? Well, nothing. Nothing at all. There are distractions here and there, but you absolutely must cut out those distractions. Absolutely have nothing prevent you from clinging to God. You should be clinging onto him so tightly that you will not let go. Just like this woman clinged onto Elisha's shoes, bowing down to him. Let nothing take you away from God. If there is anything trying to take you away from God, you'll have to navigate through that, through God's wisdom and his discernment. Sarah said, my grandpa unexpectedly had to go to the hospital this morning. What a comforting word for worrying time. Just laying my worries at my father's feet. Yes. Amen. Your Heavenly Father, we lift him up to God, together as a chat, together as a community, together. Yesterday, he was at the ER, or 2 days ago, and he was at the hospital for the first 3 days. But by God's grace, you are healthy. You're good. And his flesh is becoming better and better. 8.5 pound baby. Thank you, thank you. His name is Noah. And so, what pressing issues in your life should drive you to cling to Him with a renewed fervor? Well, there should be a motivation, external motivation. You see, all the stuff going on in the world, how broken it is. We need Jesus. We need to bring Jesus back into our family, into our community, into our church, into our school, into our state, our country, our government. We need to bring Jesus back. Because without Jesus, we're headed towards ruin and destruction. So the only way to prosper, to have true success, is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Cling to Him. Number 4, what prayer requests have you given up on? What prayer requests have you given up on?
Well, I don't think I give up on my prayer requests.
If you gave up on a prayer request, and if it's selfish gain, selfish desires, then yes, you should give up on that. But if it's to glorify God and to do His will, don't give up on it. Continue to pray. Continue to pray fervently, persistently. Go to God directly. And what do you need to cultivate persistent prayer? What do you need to cultivate persistent prayer? Number 1, dedicate. Dedication. You start now. You allow God to give you that accountability. Give you the drive. Give you people around you who is willing to have persistent prayer in their life. Amen. Amen. You can ask your question. Yeah. When is Jesus coming back? Jesus is coming back on this date, this time. Listen carefully. He said, no one knows when He will come, when He will return. Only Father knows. Only God knows. Anyone who claims they know is a false prophet, is a liar, is not reading the Word of God. So don't follow anyone who claims to know when Jesus is coming back. But know that Jesus is coming and that there is a delay found in 2 Peter. It says there's a delay in His return so that more people may be saved, more people may be entered, may enter into the kingdom of God. He is a patient God, long-suffering, and He wants you to have a relationship with Him. Amen. I'm glad. Any questions, any prayers, let me know. Praise God. You can come back anytime, so be ready. Should give you a sense of urgency. Hello, Jaden. Keep cool, etch, whoop. Hello there. Glory to God. So this is such a powerful passage. What can you learn from it? I think there's so much to learn. I even want to do a journal. I want to do a journal, guys. So you guys type, what did you learn? What did you learn from this? Because we went through a lot. But before that, let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your graciousness. Thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy. I thank You that You never let us down. That You are alive and powerful. And that You're with us every step of the way. Lord, I pray that You give us faith like this woman who persisted and prayed to the very end. That You would give us this persistence in our heart as we
seek you each and every day. Lord God, I pray that you would be our firm foundation in everything that we do, in every situation, every problem, every trial, tribulation that we come across. Lord, let you be the answer to it. Father God, we thank you so much for everyone that came across this live stream. We pray that everyone here, under the sound of my voice, will be blessed, will experience your peace, your protection, your provision, your wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment come upon them. Lord, guide them, lead them, teach them. We love you because you love us first. And we know that you never let us down. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. How was Jesus born? He was born in Bethlehem. Little town of Bethlehem called Bread of Life, translated to Bread of Life. He was born in a manger. He was rejected by the innkeeper. He was rejected by people. And he was born of a virgin. Virgin Mary. And so, yeah, that's how he's born. Good question. What are you guys doing? We're talking about Jesus. Talking about God. How true he is. How wonderful he is. How lovely he is. Amen. Jerry, Eva, Bobby's, Art, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I can learn about God. He can help us when things are going wrong, going down, amen. Amen. Hello, Raquel, Gardarama, Sporkunt, oh, Jaden, hello, Chen Wei, Patricia Aberdeen says, I learned that it is important to apply faith in all things pertaining to God and holiness. And you are a blessed father, and so is your wife. Shalom. Thank you so much, Patricia, for your sharing. Thank you. Duan Marie Landman says, amen. God bless you. Thank you. Shawana says, beautiful baby. Glory to God. Amen. Marian Blue, hello, welcome. May God bless you guys. Thank you guys for joining me on this live stream for daily devotion. Thank you for the like, subscribe, for just allowing me to speak into your life. For God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. He'll never let us down. And he is the one that we should always turn to. Amen. Mike Cavalier says, this live stream made my day. I love God with all my heart, with all my might, with all my soul. I gave up on reading the Bible before, but this live stream makes me want to keep reading it. Love God. Love others. Have a relationship with him. Be happy, for he is able to do abundantly more, exceedingly above you can ever imagine, think, and ask for. Amen. Elizabeth, Holy Spirit says, blessed, holy, fire, come mighty, in freezer fix, the wrong, inedible, give to desperate, needy woman. Ah, I see. God's ways are perfect. Blessed, holy, Trinity, come mighty free me from torture. I see. Well, Holy Spirit, I pray that you free people from the evil spirit, that you protect them, you be their shield, you be their resting place, refuge, their tower, their cornerstone. Lord, be their shield in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello and God bless you. Moganesti Netsi Seleka. How can I find this live stream again? Well, first, I am live stream every day, and you can find the live stream on YouTube, on the live tab. So, you can find it there, and then it has all my recordings as well. And then it also under podcast, I'm going to add it to the podcast so that you guys can have just listen and binge watch it and listen to it. Amen. Raquel, Gardo, amen, Rama, I don't want to go to hell. I love Jesus forever, right? Amen. Yes. You choose to have a relationship with Jesus forever. Put Jesus first in your life. To read the Word of God. Get to know Him for yourself. Have a relationship with Him. Spend time with Him. Build community. Go to church. Amen. Wow, you have a cute baby. All glory to God. He is adorable. He is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And He is in control. And He never lets us down. So may God continue blessing you guys. And bring you hope. Bring you life. Bring your life to the fullest. To abundance. Amen. Amen. So we put Jesus Christ first forever. Ella Dean. Jacobo. Hello. Amen. Well, it's been 1 hour and 15 minutes. It's been such a great session. I learned so much. And so, be encouraged. Be of good hopes. For God has made a way. May you be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Panda out for now. I'll see you next time.